morning. Joining us now in studio is Catherine Olson. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. You are with the Crop Walk.
I am.
Which is, boy, it's that time of year. We've talked to people from the Crop Walk for, I don't know how many years it's been going on in Northfield now, but quite some time.
It has been.
And it's just a wonderful event as well. First of all, what is your role with Crop Walk?
Well, this is my first year on the steering committee.
Okay.
And it's been wonderful working with other people from different congregations and just working together for something that's so worthy of, you know, a cause that's mm-hmm. so worthy. In this time where there's so many political debates and people on different, you know, polarized.
I haven't noticed that.
This is something that we can all agree upon. People need clean water and food, and, you know, we can get together and be on board with that.
Now, the Crop Walk has been going on for quite some time. What led you to get involved with that?
Well, years ago, my mm-hmm. older children and so we have six children.
Okay.
And so
wow.
our older children, we got involved just with the walk part mm-hmm. of things. And then we realized, boy, this is a great cause to give money to. So we've been involved with it maybe for about 10 years, 10 years or so, just participating in the walk and giving some funds each year to the, mm-hmm. the walk. And so then I was just kind of approached to maybe be on the steering committee this year. And I thought, well, this is a chance to give back to, you know, an organization and a group activity that brings churches together and people together in the community.
Now, we were talking before we went on the air, you had mentioned that you've done some travel and seen some, had some personal experiences. Tell us about that.
Yes. So my first time out of the country was when I was right after my freshman year of college.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on a trip to Mexico, the Monterrey, Mexico area. I was working with a nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just seeing the poverty for, you know, firsthand, it's just so eye-opening. But I remember there was some teammates and I, we had a little free time, and we thought, oh, it'd be really great to just go into a tienda and just buy some food and just go door to door and give out food in this very impoverished area. They were living in, like, little shacks with, you know, just metal, mm-hmm. corrugated metal roofs and hardly, you know, windows or doors, hardly on their little homes. And I remember giving away almost all the food. And then we ended up having one bag of rice left, and we thought, well, this is so little, this one bag of rice. But we decided to stop and, of course, give it away. And there's this elderly woman who came out of her little hut, and she saw the bag of rice, and she just lifted it up to the heavens, and she said, Gloria a Dios, you know, glory to God, you know, like, she had gotten some rice. And I thought, wow, you know, like, just the thankfulness for over mm-hmm. a bag of rice. And that just stayed with me. And since then, I got married after that, and my husband and I have led many trips to Central America working with various organizations. And so we actually take college students at St. Olaf and Carleton and Gustavus and Luther down to Central America. And my husband's led nearly 50 trips in the last 25 years.
Man, a couple of times a year. Yeah. Is there a particular Central America, a particular country down there or throughout the region?
Yes. Well, primarily Nicaragua and mm-hmm. Costa Rica.
Okay.
And mostly rural parts of those countries. And then Mexico, too.
Okay.
And he's also made trips to Haiti and Guatemala.
All
yeah.
right. Once again, Catherine Olson is with us. We're talking about the Crop Walk. The Crop Walk in Northfield has an interesting history. We were talking once again before we went on the air. Neither one of us are sure how long it's been going on. I think it was like the 70s, maybe?
Yeah, I believe it's been in Northfield since the 1970s. But there's over 1,000 walks nationwide. Mm-hmm. So it's great that Northfield's on the map to have a walk here, mm-hmm. too. And so, yeah.
And what is it? CROP? That's an acronym, isn't it? Or no? Is that just a... It was originally a
Christian based organization. Mm-hmm. So Christian Relief, forgive me. Okay, I know it started during World War II.
Sure. And it had to do with the harvest.
The harvest, right? Because the farmers, the rural mm-hmm. people wanted to give back to, you know, give food mm-hmm. to people that were in need right around World War II. And so then they changed the name to, you know, the community-based, rather, they took the word Christian out, which it still very much is, you know, has a Christian heart. I mean, I think we really, you know, desire to, like, do what Jesus would do to others, mm-hmm. you know, bring healing and hope to people. So there's still a lot of Christian base in it, but it's changed its actual acronym name.
All right. Let's talk about the walk itself. Is coming, is this Sunday?
Is that correct? The 28th. Yes, this Sunday.
It's this Sunday.
Yeah,
already.
So it's coming up really soon. And it's going to be at the Riverside Lions Park, which is just, you know, where they have the Veterans Memorial statues and stuff there. So it'll start there. And then we'll make our way actually under the bridge there and onto the new East Cannon Valley Trail, the bike trail.
Okay.
So it'll be beautiful. It'll be a beautiful walk. And it'll be really a lovely event.
How far do you go on the trail?
This year it's going to be a little longer because we you know, the whole one of the mantras of the organization is that, you know, some people, we all have to, people have to walk for water. Like we walk because they walk. That's like on the t-shirts.
Okay.
So we basically want to walk because we know there's many people that have to walk to get clean water and to get food. So this year it's going to be a little longer walk, about 5 miles actually. It's about 2.5 miles in and then 2.5 miles back.
And if you haven't been on the East Cannon River Trail, beautiful.
Oh, it's
yeah, we've had the taken advantage of that over the course of the summer and bicycled throughout there many times actually.
Yeah.
But I haven't in the fall yet with the leaves color are changing colors. Hopefully there's a few left on the trees.
Yes, I actually bike it almost every day. So it's one of my favorite spots. And there are some leaves on the trees, but some of them are on the ground. So you can just crunch on some leaves as you're walking with your signs and enjoy the camaraderie of others that, you know, care about hunger issues.
All right. Now, how do people get involved with this? Do you sign up for it or?
Yes. I mean, so there'll be a registration table the day of the walk. And if you could come at 12:30, because the walk will start at 1.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come around 12:30, then you can, you know, sign up. And we do want everybody that's going to participate in the walk to sign.
Okay.
You know, a little, just their name on the sheet. And then just so we can keep track of how many walkers. And then you can contribute funds at that time. There'll be a place to contribute funds. So it's a great time to just, you know, bring $25 and just walk. Or if you can't, you know, participate financially, you can walk. Or if you just want to swing by and give a donation and you don't feel up for a walk, that's okay too. So,
all right. Now, the funding for this, where does that go to?
Oh, that's the exciting part. So actually, the Crop Hunger Walk actually works with Church World Services, and they have 37 different organizations that they work with. And these are people like on the ground doing the work, you know, of digging wells for people, helping displaced peoples, refugees, and distributing food and providing food for people around the world. And then 25% of the money raised in Northfield will stay right here to help, and it'll be given to the Community Action Center, which they do a great work with the food shelf and different programs for school-aged children. And yeah, they have a wonderful place there here in Northfield.
A lot of people in need right here in our own community as well. All right. Well, it's a wonderful program. We wish you the best of luck. Is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in here?
Well, I guess I was thinking about, you know, sometimes it seems overwhelming to know what we really can do. And I was thinking of a quote from Mother Teresa, and she said, maybe you can't feed 100, but you can feed one. And, you know, I think we all can do something. You know, there's none of us can't do anything. You know, we all can contribute in some way. And whether it's this or another organization that helps impoverished people, we all have a part to play. If we have a few extra bucks in our pocket, we certainly can pass it off to somebody else that can make really great use of it. And so I guess I just want to challenge people to really, you know, think beyond themselves, you know, and realize that, you know, even a little bit can do a lot of good.
All right. Well, Catherine, we wish you and the whole organization the best of luck. It's a wonderful cause. Once again, it's coming up Sunday, so folks, put that on your calendar. There's no football this Sunday, at least Vikings football.
They cleared it just for us.
Just for you guys. It worked out pretty well. This Vikings play Sunday night. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Okay. Bless you all.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Catherine Olson, once again, with the Crop Walk. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota.